friend of mine in my local village where I live gave me two medals that she'd found during a house clearance of his late mother. And basically, this was late last year, and said, could I possibly do anything to try and find the family of this particular medal owner and return them to them?
The name, I guess, it's quite common. So how difficult was it?
We very quickly identified there were about 8,000 Fergusons that served in the First World War as officers. And then we whittled that down to three who we thought could possibly be the same person. And then eventually we came upon Albert Joseph Ferguson, who was born and raised on the Isle of Wight. And the story went from there.
So tell us a little bit about Albert J. Ferguson.
Well, from my research and research of my friends, we've identified that he joined the army in 1892 and during the reign of Queen Victoria. Joined as a 14-year-old, served a lot of his time in India, rose through the ranks to warrant officer, and was commissioned at the outbreak of World War I, eventually moving into the battlefield in France on this day 100 years ago today, as a captain to commence fighting during the war.
And did he survive? Did he come through?
Yes, he did. He survived. He sadly died in his 40s after the war, 1923. But he survived the war, fought all the way through the whole of the war, and was promoted up to the rank of major.
And just tell us a little bit about the medals that he received.
Well, the three medals we're returning today are the World War I trio of medals that people got. Now, because he arrived on the battlefield slightly later after the start of World War I, he got the 1914-15 star. He was awarded the War Medal and the Victory Medal. So there's a trio of three medals. And any people that know anything about World War I will know that those three medals were the three medals that most people received.
So today the medals have been given back to his family. And how did you find the family in the end?
Well, we ended up, because we knew he had been raised on the Isle of Wight at Freshwater, we drew a blank to try and find him by any other means, probably because he was serving abroad most of his life. So we got the local press on the Isle of Wight to publish an article in their newspaper just before Christmas. And when I returned after Christmas holidays, I had a lovely email from Jenny Hickling, who was claiming the medals on behalf of her family, to say that she was the long-lost relative that we were searching for.
It must be a really nice end to this story for you, having sort of seen it through to its conclusion.
Oh, absolutely, man, because today is the 100 years to the day where he stepped foot into France into the theatre of war. I mean, that's the significance of today. But I think last year, being the commemoration of the 100 years for the start of the First World War, when my friend gave me the medals, I thought, you know, I've got to try to do my very best here to return to the family. And I thoroughly enjoyed the trip.